In the words of Lex Fridman, we need more citizen journalists. And this series will tap into your journalistic potential. I promise. Street art and urban culture. Street art and urban culture, challenging the veneer of rebellion. In the realm of urban landscape, the phenomenon of street art has taken on a peculiar significance. Initially associated with the rebellious acts of graffiti and vandalism, street art has evolved into a multifaceted cultural expression that claims to challenge established norms and provoke societal introspection. However, examining the intricate tapestry of street art and its relationship with urban culture makes it apparent that a more critical assessment is warranted. We can uncover a deeper understanding of this artistic phenomenon by interrogating the conventional wisdom surrounding street art, analyzing its historical antecedents, and scrutinizing its true impact. The illusion of rebellion. Street art has often been hailed as a rebellious medium, offering a voice to marginalized communities and challenging the hegemonic power structures that govern our cities. But is this rebelliousness merely an illusion, an aesthetic veneer that masks deeper social realities? To truly challenge conventional wisdom, we must critically assess the motivations and outcomes of street art. Historically, rebellion has been integral to artistic movements such as the Dadaists or Situationists, who sought to upend established norms. However, street art, particularly in its contemporary form, often conforms to the systems it purports to defy. Museums and galleries now eagerly embrace street artists, transforming their work into commodified objects, thereby defanging their potential for subversion. Unfortunately, by succumbing to the market forces they claim to resist, street artists unwittingly become complicit in perpetuating the system they aim to critique. The historical context. To fully grasp the complexities of street art, we must contextualize it within the broader historical continuum of art and rebellion. Throughout history, artists have used public spaces as a canvas to challenge authority and provoke thought. From the ancient Pompeian graffiti to the political murals of Diego Rivera, the impulse to engage with the public sphere is not exclusive to contemporary street art. Moreover, the act of creating art in public spaces has inherent contradictions. On the one hand, it challenges the exclusivity of art galleries and museums, making art accessible to all. Yet, on the other hand, it appropriates public spaces without democratic consent, imposing the artist's vision upon the urban environment. This tension raises questions about the nature of shared ownership and the rights of individuals to shape their surroundings. The limits of subversion. While street art may claim to subvert established power structures, its impact often falls short of actual social change. In many cases, street art becomes little more than a backdrop for urban gentrification, employed by city officials and developers to cultivate an edgy and vibrant aesthetic that caters to the tastes of the privileged. It becomes a tool of urban branding, disguising the harsh realities of socioeconomic inequality and displacement. Furthermore, the ephemeral nature of street art undermines its potential for sustained impact. The impermanence of spray-painted walls or stenciled images renders them susceptible to erasure or co-optation. Although this impermanence can be seen as an inherent part of the medium's charm, it also limits the ability of the street art to challenge the status quo in a lasting and transformative manner. Conclusion. Once celebrated as powerful forces of rebellion and cultural subversion, street art and urban culture demand a closer examination. We can uncover a more nuanced understanding of its impacts on urban environments by challenging the prevailing narrative and critically analyzing street art's motivations, historical context, and outcomes. While street art may offer brief moments of aesthetic pleasure or provoke fleeting contemplation, its ability to affect substantial societal change remains questionable. To truly challenge conventional wisdom and affect meaningful transformation, we must move beyond the allure of surface-level rebellion and engage in deeper conversations about the systemic issues that underpin our urban landscapes. Only then can we break free from the cycle of aesthetic commodification and truly harness the power of art to provoke genuine introspection and societal progress.